This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And, you know, we got a whole bunch of stuff happening tonight. We got, I knew I was going to, Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. Always, always, always love it when he's on with us. And you know what? And I got to tell you something. Brad, the work that these people are doing is fantastic. The work that these people are doing, you need to get behind. Anyway, and you need to get behind the real side, right? I mean, seriously, we're doing some great stuff, too. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can click the donation button. Some of you, as of late, I won't give you a name because I don't believe in doing that. But, hey, you know, thank you for joining the team, joining the club. And as time goes on, you'll get some nice stuff. As I get things in, I'll send stuff to you. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the money that you guys are giving. See, you know, the Facebook, have you seen it? It's not just the little guys. I mean, they're going after Todd Starnes and people like him as well. They are beating their brains out to make sure that we don't have the platform that we had in 16. You saw they were almost able to do it to us in 18. But we wouldn't let them get away with it. We got on their case. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I had to think about that. joe@therealside.com. Or you can actually, you know, try to get text or sign up to get text messages. Text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And again, I do really appreciate it. You know, these... The more and more, and it's funny because the old white guy in the room can't talk about it. Or we're not supposed to anyway. Doesn't mean I do. I follow what they say. But you're hearing more and more people in the black community come out and say, you know, we've had it. These numbers aren't real. It's not true. There isn't an assault on young black people across the country. And again, it's not Joe Messina saying it. And every one of the people talking about it, you're going to hear that they're Uncle Toms, Auntie Toms, whatever they call them. Because you can't even converse about it. Asking to converse about it seems to be a mortal sin. Right? And now, to combat the violence, because the reason for the violence is the police department. Can you believe these people? They actually believe this stuff. No joke. I don't know how. I don't know how they get away with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. And then, again, on top of all of that, they don't just want to defund, and I know you've heard this all day long, but I want you to think about it. They don't want to just defund the police department. They want to go further than that. They want to turn the money, take it away from policemen, people that are going to, you know, save your butt in 99.9% of the cases. What do they want to do? They want to open up clinics. Social justice counselors in there. So when a domestic disturbance call comes in, they're going to get in their, I don't know, I guess they're going to have a bike or an electric bike or an electric car. They'll get in their electric car, electric bike, whatever. They'll head on over to the domestic disturbance. Right? And hopefully, at the disturbance, I mean this in all sincerity, hopefully at the disturbance, there's nobody there with a gun that wants to take them out. Because that's what the cops are facing when they get there. They don't know what's facing them. See, that's why I said, you can't, you cannot. And not that I'm saying what we saw on video was terrible, was horrific. But you cannot lash out against the police officers of this country without being with them. Without spending 24 to 48 hours in their shoes, don't you think? There are 770,000 plus sworn police officers in this country. You had 9 unarmed black men killed last year. 9. Let that sink in for a second. I think 10, somebody told me 10, but 9 I'm sure of. That's the number I saw on the FBI. Now, after you pass that, you find out that 5 of those officers went to jail. You don't hear about that, right? The other 4 or 5 were acquitted. Charges were never brought because there were actually witnesses there that spoke up. And somehow these, they get locked onto some of these things, and they don't let them go. And you can't even talk about it without being a racist. Now, thank God that he wasn't a gay black man. And I'm not being funny. I'm serious. Can you imagine the outrage from all the communities? And it would have to be that the police targeted a gay black guy. You know, and I was talking about this yesterday. How many black men were killed in Chicago. Where are they? Where are these people? Yeah, nowhere to be found. This year, 3 or 4, I was looking it up before the show started. 3 or 4 unarmed black people have been shot. We're halfway through the year, or pretty close. So if we stay on course, and again, no black life being lost to racism is right. No life being lost to racism or nastiness is right. But to make it sound like it's at an epidemic level because we're systemically racist in this country is a lie. A flat-out lie. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know who joins us after the break? I'm not telling you. You're going to have to look it up. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, yes, yes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, some of you guys know what that is. You've been listening to that stuff for eons. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I always love when I have this guy on with me because we get so much information. And I know you guys love him, too, because, again, there's no foo-foo on this place. We're talking about what your rights are, what rights you've given up. I can't believe how quickly we have walked away from our constitutional rights. And it comes from a lack of education. I already know that. I don't know how to fix it. But it comes from a lack of education. I do know if parents got more involved, grandparents got more involved in what the kids were learning, what they knew, and questioned their kids, hey, what, you know, What do you know about your rights? Really, not what you think you know, but what do you know about your rights? Anyhow, Brad Dinkins joins me, one of the founders, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Brad, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So first of all, because I know we get rolling and I forget, let's tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is, what it can do, and all that fun stuff.
You bet. Pacific Justice Institute, or PJI.org, is a nonprofit legal organization committed to defending religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of life, and basic civil liberties like that to all across the United States with hundreds of affiliate attorneys. We have offices in six states. The latest one we just opened was in is New York City, and including also Denver, Seattle, Reno, Nevada, Salem, Oregon, and several in California. And we do all our work without charge. What makes us unique is that we don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. So we get involved in lots of different kinds of issues and cases, and defending people and without charge, completely without charge. And we right now have at least 47 cases in active litigation. It's actually more than that.
Wow.
Just right now as we speak. So we're very aggressively defending the rights of individuals, especially in view of the COVID-19 and the major shutdowns that have taken place, and particularly how they've targeted churches and synagogues. We've taken that very seriously. We filed major lawsuits, and in fact, we just filed three suits in California, one in Oregon. We just filed one in Washington State against the governor there for unequal and unfair treatment of churches compared to businesses and movie theaters.
Yeah, explain that one. Tell people what was going down with that and how you are able or going after this, if you would.
Yeah, you bet. So when the shutdown first happened, they said, okay, we could have 2 million plus people die. We need to shut down everyone and everything. And churches and synagogues didn't mind that. You know, they wanted to be team players and be sensitive. But then they started reopening things. And they reopened manufacturing warehouses, reopened restaurants, and, just a number of things that started reopening. But religious institutions were not reopening. And then the latest is what Washington State did, Governor Inslee, is he said that movie theaters, yeah, you can reopen, but no, churches, you have a different criteria. So more people, a higher density in a movie theater than in a church. What's the logic there? What's the rationale there? You've got people sitting, instead of watching, listening to a preacher, they're watching, listening to a movie. Is one of those more dangerous? No. So it's just a blatant hostility and disrespect for religious institutions, who, by the way, unlike the movie theater and the restaurant and the manufacturing company, the churches and synagogues, they actually have special protection under the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment of the Constitution. And yet they're the ones giving the least respect and treatment. So we filed that lawsuit. We have another one we're about to file in another state I can't mention yet, but you'll be probably hearing about that this week.
Wow, yeah. I was going to ask you, and I knew I had to wait, was you're looking at the riots, you're watching what's going on at the riots. People are definitely not 6 feet apart. They're definitely not wearing masks. From what I saw, it looked like there was a few more than 10 people together, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't all look like family members. I mean, why were they allowed to get away with that, number one? Number two is, can't you use that as a defense to say, look, Your Honor, we can't have 200 people in a church, but we can have 10,000 people standing next to each other in the street? Really?
Yeah, I know. You hit the nail right on the head. In fact, we're going to talk about that at our Thursday 2 p.m. Pacific time Zoom call. People can register for that on our website, pji.org. It's limited. So up to 1,000, and we get pretty close to that. So,
wow.
But we're going to talk about that, and let me just give you a heads up of what we're going to mention, and that is when you have outside gatherings, and the government allows, as you just said, large masses of people without wearing masks close together, and with police standing by. It's not like they did this and they got away with it because police didn't know about it. No. Law enforcement was standing by, didn't stop them, and so you have that, and then you have a church, which is a much smaller group, inside having a service, or even outdoors having a service, and the government says, oh, no, you guys can't do that. We're going to arrest you. We're going to criminally prosecute the pastor for a misdemeanor up to 6 months behind bars, $1,000 fine. I mean, that's what's going on right now in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're defending a church being criminally prosecuted. Yet that same area has allowed large masses of demonstrators violating these safety code provisions. It makes no sense. So it's actually those demonstrators and what they did on May 31st and the day before May 31st in particular has really opened the door for extra protection for all those churches that have decided to reopen on May 31st and beyond. And we at Pacific Justice Institute will be using that as evidence for state discrimination and unconstitutional discrimination and unequal treatment. And we'll be using that over and over again as these riots and mass protests have happened across the country.
And there's no other name for them than riots. I tell people all the time, it's riots against protesting. This is not protesting. Protesting is not smashing windows, setting police cars on fire, setting buildings on fire. That's not protesting. That's a riot. That's what I always learned, right?
Right. And also, as far as like real protesting, real protesting is something that also respects the law. So you stay in the area where you're permitted. You get a permit to be in the park. You stay in the park. You comply with the provisions. You're protesting from this time to this time. That's your demonstration. That's your rally. That's what law-abiding civilians do. That's not what we saw.
Yeah. I agree. All right, you got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus, again, with the Pacific Justice Institute. Be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for George Floyd has taken place in Houston. The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said, those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said, we're fighting wickedness in high places. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden appeared in a video message during the service. He spoke to Floyd's six-year-old daughter.
I know you have a lot of questions, honey. No child should have to ask questions that too many black children have had to ask for generations. Why? Why's daddy gone?
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them.
Yeah.
You're back. We are back. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Anyway, let me just bring him on. Brad Dacus joins us, as he does every week, from Pacific Justice Institute. These guys are doing a great job. They're fighting for your rights and my rights. And he loves to say, as he loves to say, they don't cherry pick. They're working for all of us. They don't care whether you have you don't have two nickels to rub together. If it's something they can fight for, if it's something they can get their teeth into to help, right or wrong, they're going to do it. They're going to get involved, right, Brad?
That's right, and that's what we do. And we don't. We make sure everyone gets help. No one's left behind. And we don't mind standing up to the big boys. And that's one reason why we've filed lawsuits against the governor of California, the governor of Oregon, the governor of Washington State, and soon to be the governor of another state that we'll be announcing soon. So, yeah, we're taking on the big boys, and we don't mind doing that to defend the rights and freedoms and liberties of all Americans across the country.
Yep. You know, it's got to be easy to go against. I'm sorry, but it's got to be easy to go after Newsom. He gives you so much low-hanging fruit to pick from. I mean, the man really believes he's a dictator. Whatever he says is you know, God's word, if you would, in his mind, anyhow. He's causing some major problems in the education world in the state right now with some of the edicts he's coming down with, you know?
Yeah. You know, what we've seen from these governors, especially in the blue states in particular, is that what we've seen is why we have the checks and balances we do in our Constitution. It's because of human nature that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when someone just even perceives, like a governor, that they have that power, they're going to instinctively almost abuse it. They're going to flaunt it. They're going to shove it and push it on people as a demonstration that of how they're in charge and how they have this power. It's a terrible part of human nature that we have to realize, our founding fathers realized, and that's why we have to keep these governors and even local politicians in check when they overstep the boundaries into other people's rights.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you see it happening more every day. I think it's part of it is dictatorial. The other part of it is total ignorance. They really believe when they're elected as governor that it is to do anything they want to do, what they believe to be right for the people, and, you know, the law gets flushed out of the toilet because they don't really believe the law applies to them at the level they're at. I mean, don't you see that too?
Oh, right. It's a double standard without question. And even Hollywood actors and actresses have been caught, you know, on TV commercials saying, oh, we're here locked up in there, we're suffering, you know, while they're in this mansion with this large estate. And it's just, and then you see them, you know, having a double standard, going places, doing things. The, you know, the CNN broadcaster Cuomo, you know, he did this dramatic entry out of quarantine, coming up the stairs, you know, from the basement where he was quarantined for 14 days, saying, "Well, here I am. I'm now leaving the quarantine. It's day 14, and you know, oh, this is it, you know, and everything." Well, they have him documented that he was outside before and doing stuff, and he was, you know, it's just this false impression that Hollywood thinks that we're stupid and that we're. And then when we find out about it, I guess they assume that we'll just forget about it. I mean, how many people are going to continue to watch this guy, Cuomo, and even after knowing what a fool he's trying to make the audiences, you know, out to be? I mean, I'd be very insulted, and I wouldn't watch that network, and I wouldn't watch that broadcaster.
No, I agree with you. You know, and again, you have a guy who's. You know, brother. I was going to keep want to call him his cousin, but his brother is the governor of the state. You know, his brother gives an edict that you're supposed to have a mask on when you're out in public. You're supposed to keep so many feet between people. And what's he do? He's riding around a bike, no mask. You know, getting ready to fight people. You know, and I said to myself, that's the privilege that they know. That's the privilege that they believe that they've got with birth or something, right? I mean, you see it, don't you?
Yeah, it's very obvious.
Yep.
And then the public, you know, demonstrations, the public theatrics, you know, of Pelosi, you know, strategically spaced with other Democrat leaders wearing these little sashes that are, you know, African, you know, in nature, and then they all kneel there in front of everyone with the cameras rolling, you know, for 8 minutes and so many seconds, 49 seconds, you know, in memory of George Floyd. You know, it's like, really, do they really think that Americans are going to say, oh, how wonderful, a spontaneous act of, no, it's staged, it's theatrics to create images and impressions, no substance, no, it's an insult, I think, to the integrity and intelligence of the American people. One thing, you know, many people criticize President Trump for, you know, being blunt and straightforward in his tweets, and sometimes I'm thinking, you know, President Trump, why'd you have to say it that way, you know? But one thing I will say about him, unlike the others, many others in the deep state, he's not pretentious. He is real. He's coarse. He's not this trained, suave politician that you know, knows to smile and to say this and to do that and to be coy. And he's straightforward. And I really, frankly, I appreciate having to deal with sometimes a little bit of roughness, but know that I'm getting honesty and integrity in those tweets than false actions and theatrics that are by the liberals who are just insulting the intelligence of the average American. I think it's I think the majority of Americans feel that way. We'll see in November.
No, I think you're right. I think people are done with the. What do they call it? Being presidential. It means getting stuff done. Not how you say it. I don't care. You know, my old joke is when you're drowning, do you really care what the guy says to you as he's trying to pull you out of the water? Or, you know, give me your darn hand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is there a way to tell somebody you're trying to save them, or you think you should just save them, you know? It's
yeah,
amazing.
You're right. are they giving impressions? You know, yes, I'm here to save this person here, and as I'm entering the water now,
yeah.
You know, or are they just doing it and saying and what's on their mind to get it done, and just not playing that game? And this is the first president in my lifetime that is not playing that game at all, and I think that's very, very refreshing. And you know, and we'll see what the American people think, like I say, this November. But I do hope people register and vote, and we have a lot on the line. You know, economically, you know, we could have very high taxes. I read an article in Wall Street. Anticipation is if Biden is elected president, we're going to have a substantial, major increase in taxation. And that will, economists say that will most assuredly greatly slow down our economy and actually thrust us back into recession. And right now our economy is bouncing back. But that's just one of many things.
They want us in recession. They want, listen, they can't control us unless they can tell you, here, here's money. We're going to give you money. We're going to help you with this. You, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this, there's a lot of people that feel like this was a test run to see how much they can get the public into giving in to them. You know what I'm saying? And based on their actions, I'm starting to believe it was a test run to see what the public would do, you know?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. But I think that the President Trump has responded in a really balanced way. One, pushing law and order and encouraging governors to use the National Guard as needed. And not to let their cities be overrun with crime. It's just, there's no excuse for that. No. And then at the flip side, he's coming out, as he did yesterday, with recommendations on legitimate reforms with regard to the police union and to really hold law enforcement in check that the police unions have allegedly kept from being enforced or being enacted in the past to increase public trust in a very responsible way, not in a defund police way. So I think that the American people are going to step back at the end. I think they will be pleased with how he dealt with it from his part. Now, as far as mayors, Mayor of Chicago, Mayor of Minneapolis, and New York, they may be on the chopping block in the next election, along with some governorships. But I think on a national level, I think it was handled fairly well moving forward.
I don't know. I mean, again, I have... I know this is bad to say as a Christian, but I have no sympathy for those people in Chicago. I have no sympathy for those people in New York City. They voted these people in, and not just once, but twice. They voted these people in Chicago. They've been ruled by, you know, Democrat oppression for, what, 60 years now? It's hard to take this whole thing seriously when you had 18 people murdered in a 24-hour time span in Chicago, and you're telling me you really care about black lives. Kind of hard. To believe that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
All right, that's cool.
The fella once said,
seriously.
Ain't that a...
Joe Pesci, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. How can you not like Dino? I mean, seriously. That's the kind of music you can kind of relax to, get happy. You can't not be happy hearing that kind of music. Anyway, Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. Great organization. Check them out at pji.org. pji.org. And, Brad, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me.
No, it's always a pleasure.
Okay, you got a couple of cases cranking away. You know, we only got about 10 minutes. Let's tell the people what you're working on and what's going on. You know, we've got a case going on up north. We've got an ACA. I'm going to screw that one up. I'll let you talk about that. The new law or constitutional amendment trying to work its way through California Congress. It's just nuts.
Oh, it is. We'll talk about that first. The ACA, it would be an amendment, and it's pending in the State Assembly of California right now. And other states need to be really watching this very carefully. What it's trying to do is reverse Proposition 209. It was passed by the voters of California, 209, and what it basically said is, people are not going to be treated differently because of their race when it comes to college admissions, employment, We're really truly not going to allow any racism of any kind, discrimination, reverse discrimination, affirmative action, or bigotry. We're not going to allow any of that anymore. We're getting rid of all discrimination, whether you're black, you're white, whatever. So that was, yeah, that was great. It passed overwhelmingly. The people in California.
Wonderful. What possibly could be wrong with that?
Well, the far left controlling the governorship and the state assembly, state senate, have come up with an amendment to the state constitution to override that, to bring back reverse discrimination, preferential treatment of some races over other races, called affirmative action. And it's very alarming for those of us who are true civil rights attorneys and believe in civil rights and equal rights for everyone, irrespective of your color, your skin, or anything. So it's pending, though, in the state assembly. It looks like it's going to be voted on. Looks like they'll have the two-thirds vote. It'll then go to the state senate, and there's a good chance they may have the votes in the state senate, California state senate, to pass it. The governor will probably sign it, then it'll go to the ballot, and the people of California will vote on it. And you know, it's concerning when you come from a mindset of true civil rights and civil liberties, where you're defending individual rights of individual, you know, to have an equal opportunity and a fair shake. It's really hard for someone like myself and others to not squinch when we see that something that is just so blatant on its face, racist and discriminatory. And justifying discrimination, which only breeds racism, it breeds discrimination, and it breeds sure. resentment, and it's very, very counterproductive. You know, when I was in law school, I went to University of Texas School of Law, and there was one African American student, and in particular, and there were about 48 total in the law school at the time, African American students, but this one was admitted. He was the only one admitted because of his merit. And he wrote a law journal article talking about how this discrimination and allowing people who don't deserve to be there, and he was very bold to do this, by the way, you know, that allowing that only cheapens his degree. It lessens the value because the average person will be assuming that he got his degree from this one of these top 20 law schools because of his skin color, not because he earned the right to be there.
That's right.
And how it's cheapening and weakening and hurting those who are in the minority communities that are really working the hardest and achieving the most and are most deserving of respect. It is cheapening and reducing their respect for what they've earned. And it was very powerful, and I'll never forget. It really had an impact on me and my perspective moving forward on the issue of this issue of civil rights.
Yeah, I'm watching all this stuff, and I'm listening to what's going on out there, and again, these people whose stores are being destroyed, the police are backing down, the local elected officials will not support them, will not stand up and protect their property. You know, and I love some of these mayors who go, it's just property, people. You go, right. What do you own? What do you have? What have you worked hard to get? Some of these guys have given up their life savings, you know, taken out a second mortgage on their home, sold their car, so they have enough money to start their life dream in the business. Oh, but it's just property.
Yeah.
It's just personal property. What are you getting crazy for?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and we had African Americans, Caucasians, Latinos, everyone, you know, small business owners were very broad, and they were just shattered. And for many of them, this was the first business that they had ever owned, coming from families where their parents never owned their own business, so their grandparents never owned their business. This was breaking through, and they were completely snuffed out. And it wasn't, the sad thing, Craig, this wasn't just in one city. This was all across major cities of the country. Dreams of them, especially the minority community and minority business owners, were just snuffed out. Not only that, but the jobs are now snuffed out for not just a few months. We're talking decades. I read an article this morning, a manufacturer in Minneapolis, he announced today, he says, I'm done. I'm moving my manufacturing plant. It was burned to the ground.
Yep.
I'm never going to let this happen again. I'm moving somewhere else where I know people will respect law enforcement, and law enforcement will also respect their need to defend people like me. And so he's moving out, and he's just one of many, many. Capital will be funneled out of those communities. Jobs will leave. And we're going back several decades in many of these communities as far as economic advancement and improvement of lifestyles. And it's very sad. One hope, I do say, are the churches, in that we at Pacific Justice Institute, we defend the rights of churches. We empower churches to do, you know, to be able to impact their communities, whether it's having a child care center, a private school, homeless ministry. And we're really working, looking forward, moving ahead to Pacific Justice Institute to do all we can to empower and help churches be the solution in these communities to help restore the conscience. And not just economically the needs, but also the conscience and the character of so many in these communities that seems to have drifted to allow this kind of outrageous violence to take place in the first place. It's a matter of the heart and the soul, and that's why we really need to be supporting of the churches in these communities as they reach out to make a real long-lasting difference in the lives of people impacted.
So, Brad, a question just popped up, and it kind of goes along with what I asked you earlier, but it's just a little more pointed, which is look at, you know, Governor Newsom has said, hey, we're going to open up California, we're going to have bars and haircut places, all that. We're going to get back to normal here. Oh, but wait a minute. But theaters are only allowed a maximum of 100 people or 25% of the capacity, same thing for churches. And so the question is, you know, they're letting 20,000 people gather in the street. Is this a defense for a church who wants to open and allow as many members in as they want?
Yes, it is. It is a significant defense for a church. It's not an absolute defense, but it is a significant defense that we at Pacific Justice Institute are using and will use as we defend more churches that are being under attack for having safe, well-planned church services.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at this. Again, and it's not just a double standard. It really is a look down their nose at us, people of a religious belief especially, and, you know, say, no, you know what? Yours is ridiculous, so we're not going to honor it. Ours is not ridiculous, so we will honor ours. And it's scary. It's sickening and scary. So, go ahead.
If you look at it, like two groups of people. One is a large mass of people, say 10,000. Another one is a small group of 100, 150,
right.
200 outside. The large mass of people, they have a speaker, and their speaker is speaking vile things and anger, and maybe justified some of their anger, but a tone of, stirring up, resulting in some people going out and doing violent crimes and victimizing masses. And then on the other hand, you have this small group. They're being encouraging love, respect for other people, morals, conscience, taught by Scripture. And yet, it's that smaller group. They're the ones that are being criminally prosecuted. We have a church, a pastor being criminally prosecuted right now. He was one of those small churches that was meeting safely, distancing mass in the intolerant San Francisco Bay Area when it comes to people of faith. It has never been this blatant, the hostility and bigotry against people of faith and institutions of faith, than it is right now.
In your face. Yeah.
Yes, it is in your face. And they're shutting down, they shut down the churches, they're keeping them shut down, they're criminally prosecuting pastors that are daring to meet safely, and at the same time they're bowing the knee, literally bowing the knee to those who are violating the law in many cases, and in the masses in a very unhealthy way. I'm not demeaning, by the way, those who have a sincere message in those masses about the need for reform, transparency with law enforcement. I totally get that, and I think President Trump gets that with what he's proposed. But just the principle of the unequal treatment that we see take place here is so blatant, and that's why it's actually, in the long run, something that we at Pacific Justice Institute are incorporating into our strategy in defending churches and synagogues up and down the United States of America.
Okay, last but not least, they can get a hold of you, pji.org, pji.org, correct?
That's right, pji.org.
All right, I'm Joe Pesci, your host. A lot more coming up in the next time. Is this still a war on women and COVID and the LGBTQ community? I don't know. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. But there is still a war on religion. We just proved it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Pesci, your host, on the real side.